demanded from her that she immediately appear before the king and make supplication for her brother-in-law. There was something which he was afraid of. At first glance, we do not understand why Mordechai indignantly rejected Esther's suggestion to wait until the king will call her. Esther never refused to go. I want you to know. Esther never refused to go. She never said, I don't want to identify myself as a Jew, as a poor Jew, or in the Korean, and I'll be saved. Never said it. Mordechai accused her of that, of such a thought in he suspected her that she thinks so, but she never said it. What did she say? She said,
the opportunity to beg him away. He should have seen the honor of which he issued.
Why run now on him and take such a terrible risk? Is it foolhardy? Why particular light is Mordechai? Yet so angry and indignant, and he sent to her this strict warning. Me there by his cause, his guards run open. Let us pray. So, however, as I have indicated above, Mordechai did not get immediate action, because he feared the possibility, or shall I say the probability, that the enemies, bloodthirsty, vindictive and ruthless, will not wait for the 6th day, for the 13th of Adar, but will execute the orders immediately. The opportunity was given to them to slay, destroy, and uproot. The Jews were declared outside of the of legal protection, and it's exactly what happens in the ghettos in Eastern Europe, outside of legal protection. Outside of the law. They are defenseless and helpless. Why should they have to wait until the 13th of August? That's why they rejected scientifically their proposition. That the pogroms will not occur before Adar the 13th was wrong in Mordechai's opinion. That's why it was so strict. And further, it is warning. We are damaged because it's the God in office. What did indeed prevent our foes from organizing the pogroms? With the tacit approval of the king for the emperor. What is it? Certainly not their desire to kill in conformity to the royal edict. In other words, apparently they were afraid of something. They were afraid of something. A certain doubt, apparently, part of their mind. And this fear, that in their malicious, fiendish enthusiasm to kill, what was it? The previous letter sent out by the king upon the suggestion, counsel, and direction of Nebuchadnezzar, that's what was responsible for the fear. First, those letters amply demonstrated that the king lacks judgment. That he is plain stupid. They all ask themselves, how could even an emperor who rules such a vast area, and whose word is law and who determines the destiny of millions of people, act like a child, like an atomic lad, and issue edicts pertaining to the most intimate relationship between husband and wife? The conclusion that the emperor plus Nebuchadnezzar, that was the conclusion, are irresponsible and unreliable. Is this the truth? So they ask, who can guarantee that this edict also was planned? Who can guarantee that this edict was planned properly? And that both of them, the emperor and his prior and Nebuchadnezzar, and Haman are sane and know what they are doing. They have doubts about the insanity of Ahasuerus. And who claims to have better doubts than them? The eager assertions. The political issues of the state. The government could say that. That implanted the doubt upon the mind. The doubt concerning the insanity of Ahasuerus. Perhaps they thought the whole story is a hoax, and will be later be punished for familiar. Hence, all the eight mongrels, bigots, and killers decided not to act immediately, to wait to take an attitude of wait and see attitude. They are very afraid. If they are killed today, tomorrow, the morning, whoever killed and killed should be executed. Who inspired the fear in them? The English machines. To test the validity, in fact, test the validity and the genuineness of the order. If they will not change in the order by a thousand machines, then they can do the job quietly and peacefully and rapidly. I watch my top line. You know who went top of the like that. Russia. Yes. When Steinman is financially so and so as a poet, so Russia says, sure, you may not even hold on the Mr. Vanilla, they would have done the job, and we must sooner be going to the royal man team of the man you are. I will not do anything to you, to sue him or you, to have a fair associate. The Russia says, I couldn't have guessed it about Russia. That's why the beginning talks about the Yosef Hashem. The Yosef Hashem is many enemies in the sins of the Jews. The whole empire postponed the implementation and execution of the order until the 30th of Adar. In the meantime, the Esther and the Jews intervened and the king changed the order. Something else happened. We are reading the material Achara Purim on the earth, we've been gathering the project. To see Hamas Amarach, the Hashverish, the Zohar is Vashti. Veit Asher, Sosso, Veit Asher, Nikzer Oleo, the Dingo of the Melech Nishosso, the Vachshu the Melech, the Rasul is the Islam, the Yerma, the King, the Lord, 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 Geschichte haben wir dann, wenn der Rat von der King was subsided, der subsided war als Rast, he remembered the Rast, and what she had done, and what was decreed against her. And they will be, the servant there, let us move forward. The question I guess, what does it mean, the King remembered Rasty? It actually, for instance, the king's met the president. And then, that's the left, so the king remembered it. When did he remember first? When did he remember last year that his last has subsided from the happened? No. Why was he angry? Because of the incident. His last has subsided. It doesn't mean that he's surviving up the last. I mean, he forgot last year all the whole story. Oui. Zohar has lost. What did he remember? He had no chance to forget it. What did he remember? What did it mean that he remembered? How could he forget? It just happened. Let us just analyze the word. The Sheikh Hamas HaMelech HaKashverish Zohar has lost it. After the wrath of the king was subsided, he remembered Vashti. What she did and what happened to her. She had no opportunity to forget. He was angry. If one is angry, he certainly is apparently aware of that. After it happened, transpired, the words are enigmatic. There is one answer. What is the answer for it? Here is the answer. Here is your answer. The Sheikh of the Baba has finished. It is your answer. He had no opportunity to forget. Why? Yesterday he was still angry, but today he's not angry anymore. Fine! But it's Zohar was fasting. And Hashem forgot it somehow, I understand. But this is Zohar was fasting. Oh, Yesin, and the brothers came after many years, and they prostrated themselves by giving the nation as Chalini. That I understand. The reason that the Sheikh was fasting is Zohar was fasting. And again, the Mishnah said differently. Shorah was fasting. But now Zohar has lost. Who is Zohar? We are playing the interpretation. It is not good, not on the magic. I would suggest that one adverbial designation would solve the problem. So one word missing, not missing. The Megillah left out the word, the Megillah of Ibn al-Hitler, Zohar es vashti l'teva. Usually in Hebrew, the word Zohar is always favorable to remember, most. That's why the word Zohar Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Pigdenis, because Pigdenis many times are used in a negative sense. So by Zohar most, not always. In mostly, they use in favor of the person for whom one recalls or remembers.
I'm not to be blamed.
Rolle abzuholen. Nummer Register mit Victoria Flaschke, das weiß ich, Ju Harry. Du kümmerst dir, das wünsche ich dir heute. Und ich war like, oh, genau, das ist, das ist das in der Kassikation. Und Victoria Flaschke, dann noch, Gott sei Dank, wir kommen noch. Und ich kill, die sechs Männer von der Kanzel. Ohne Mutter vielleicht. Ja, ja, ist du verweint, auch Präsident. Now he's organized all kinds of conspiracy. So when Stalin began to have the children, they were in the appearance of Lee Stalin. Let no talent. Yeah, he was always on his side. He's to organize all kinds of conspiracy. And also disability for the Khrushchev and our great family. But in a parliament, present the more than Stalin did, if you know what Russian history was. But he had, but he was not bad. So I become president always was a Stalin fan. The Stalin said something and changed his mind. So president is to convince him. So I had ability to convince Stalin. But at the very beginning he thought like Stalin. The way Stalin changed it. So later, he said exactly what the Mukhan did. Why he was promoted, Nemuchan. Nemuchan was promoted, it's a honor, he changed his name, by the way. Nemuchan was promoted to the premiership of Parasimarai, of Persia. Because he's the one, as far as appeared, he was the one who tried to defend Rashid. This story, apparently, this story was known to the whole official government of the empire. Those, they were afraid to act immediately. They did not rush to execute the royal orders. This is the reason why our enemies were slow in acting. So they, because they were afraid. But the Mughal and the Hashemites, himself changed his mind about Rashti. They knew ever accused Rashti was executed. The only hummer in the council of the general is cutting the land, not going to be able to pay for it at all. And so that's right, that's the way. It's a good thing, but that's the way. That's not rush. That's how they'll say. In Mali, Israel is the Hashemites. When the Shtayel fell at the Pali, the Shemites were in Israel. That's why it's necessary to tell us the whole story. The story followed the light later. Followed the light upon the event which took place later. And the fact that the Athenian royal, the enemies, were slow as far as the execution of the order, which they applauded, was concerned, is due to the story of the Muhammad. They lost simply faith and confidence in Ahasuerus and his prime minister. Actually, there was no need to say Tarasvash. She'll be the queen in Tarasvash, right? But now, as a kid, as any other, Simur, that's all now. This is Tarasvash. The word Simur alone would have sufficed. The enemy here stresses that several times. The girl who will be chosen will be the queen instead of us, and I still succeed us. But here in America says to Michael Anderson, that this is a kind of in front of the power of Suez, that Joseph gets a mouth of the ratio, that you are more thorough, that you are not a tough person. That you are more thorough, tough person. That's it. That's it. Yeah. if you listen carefully, the thought probably is that when you read in the Gemara, you don't listen to our voice. The idea of the rest of the Chayim, the big Mordechai, Asher lo kach leo dar, lo beyal amlerech, leviksho dobo, פיימס אשר ידע רגע הפריף המלך של הרמושים ואת יסדר להיססכם דהי מכל אורות נאו ודקרן ודקוריה ודחייר ואוי גלף מלך ודקן הרף ודקוריה קין תגור לחמת הדקין שרקמה את מתת ודקוריה ודקוריה ודקין שתדלה ודקיבר הבנימן הפולדת ודקוריה Was steht Fehler in der Zeit davor, wenn wir nicht dabei haben? So, doch hier. Was soll man denn so, was wir nicht schon haben? Oder wir als Erster, was wir haben, der Volk hat. So, wir wissen, was wir nicht haben. Kinder, ich weiß, wenn jemand Reger ist, wenn jemand Reger ist, es wird aber noch schon mal waschen. Und was ist das Kaffee, du bist, was wir erst mal in der Zeit, wenn ich komme her. Wer ist drin? In general, ich will reden mit dir und der Geld, ich will nicht mehr gehen. זה רוח הגרס. ואני לא אבין שהוא אומר, זה פרובן סרטי. זה מאוד שקטר אסטרנש. ואתה לא ככה אסטר על דיש אמרה בין רגע שמר הנכת, ועתית את הנער הזה, אינו אסמרי, ובין, יותר לתאו את אמרה סלנטין, הוא יש קומפליט רעה נפס על הפרעה אסטרנש. הוא יקרה, to know, and I'll say frankly, we will get it from the impression. ולהכיר את נערו ונערו נובר המלך החשבירש וכן תהיית לו כדף הנושם שני נוסחים וכן דימו ימי מרוקיה שיש החדושים בשבן המאיר ושיש החדושים באפסונים ובפמרוקי הנושם ובפי הנערו בור על המלך את כל השפים הילוסם ולא בלימו ובית הנושם על בית המלך ואיך דיבור ובפי כרשובו ובית הנושם על יד שרקס ובית המלך של הסלאקסים ובסובר עם המלך כמחוקת והמלך למיקרו ראשיים ומה אם אני אתן לך את הצער עשר דסקר עשרה? הוא יזן פרסטר הוא יזן פרסטר הוא יזן פרסטר הוא יזן פרסטר the detailed description of the trapper and the preparation of the girl prior to her visit in the royal palace to the Megillah and the Megillah and can't you think of it? Why did the Megillah describe it so detailed? Who is supposed to know? Me The book of Esther tells us about the beauty treatment of the girls, and the girls received about the ointments and sweet perfumes, and the cosmetics applied to the girls. The length of time during which the girls were submitted to such treatment. The whole story of final factor is, it's completely the girls' way. It is somehow the Megillah was interested to tell us about pagan submissiveness. There is a lecture about the pagan orgiastic life. What did Megillah tell us? He didn't necessarily know about it. Father and Mother the girl is also a bit of an angel. It's a beautiful ointment. But what kind of ointment do you? Shemin HaMeir, Baksonim, and some Ruka Roshim. You also saw the paratachia in a fake is a pagan or young people missionless and orgiastic living. Right next started to tell us about the kicker of the maiden. Hegel, and of the concubines, what's what he's doing, Shargat. And the big level who gives to the king of earth never rebelled to Hegel, not to Shargat. So how do you have to know all that? And again, because next one will have a chemist. A better something is necessary. This is necessary to us. Why is it necessary? Well, that was yours. So why was it necessary to say so? Yes? Yes, yes. Esther, in contrast, is other girls. In order to tell us about Esther, so the Megillah had to give us a true, different picture, description of the other girls. So Esther is not the only one there. The right way is to look at the rest of the Bas and the Chayim and the Mordechai, which is to look at the Shavim of Hebrew, which is a
Nächstes Schreiben, der ist nicht vorher. Schreiben natürlich.
which was the effect of every woman in Persia. She didn't have this kind of beauty. But she had something which fascinated people, and she found favor in the sight of her commander. But the Esther made a strange baby to her, and that's what Chazal say. Esther, you're a cracker, sister. She was not good looking, she was clean, finish with, clean. There was a good show chesed in Moshe Chorea. There was something within her which attracted people. What was it? They call it chayim, I don't care about that. By the way, what was it? What is chayim? Chazal say, what is chayim? In Tanakh. Only that there is, if you want to find out the meaning, semantics of word in Tanakh, you have to look for another, for a parallel expression. So within what context this particular text occurs in another passage, or in another book in Tanakh. Who was another person? Someone, I don't know, there was a book in the Tanakh, and someone else. Was that kind of Jesus. How does the Torah describe Jesus' fame? Vayi Adeshem es Yesev, Vayi Ish Matzliach, Vayim Tu Yesev Chayim Beino. Again, the Lord was with Yesev, but this is the affair. When he had it in regard to the form, the prison form. Vayi Adeshem es Yesev, Vayi Tu Yesev Chayim Beino, Vayi Tu Yesev Chayim Beino, Vayi Tu Yesev Chayim Beino, Vayi Tu Yesev So then the land is not expressing the Shemit. Vayi Shemit. Who hated him? The person in whom God abides. For God resides. Vayi Shemit, you may feed him and within him. You need both. Feed him and within him. Again, the Lord was his Joseph. And he was prosperous man, and Joseph found favor on the side of the Lord. In short, when God is with a person, the latter finds favor or shame in the sight of everybody. That is, the contradistinction to beauty, which is usually a result of a combination of several physical factors, external features, shame comes from within. It flows from the deep recesses of the spiritual invisible personality. Shame is engendered by the presence of God in the human being. It is a reflection of the Shina who within them. The symmetry of the body, the complexion, the color of the eyes are irrelevant as far as Shina is concerned. What is important is the divine in man. That he has a Shemine, that it's a Shina that he has in him. Hence, Joseph found favor on everyone's side because God was with him. The same is true of Esther. She found favor with everybody because God was with her. She fascinated. She had impact upon all who met her. There was something different about her. She was unique. And now you understand something which is very important. And finally, Mordechai succeeded in convincing Esther that she should go and build it for the king immediately, so when the rest of time. Perhaps they made the whole for the one. Because the king likes Esther, he loves Esther. Esther is beautiful, so the king will not resist. And he has Esther spell upon him, and as soon as he'll see her, he'll be entering the inner court, even though he might get angry on him, because it's a violation of the rules, secure the rules, it's very secure the rules. But what is the secure rule? So there was no boundary, that he couldn't have no boundary, you could see. He is a beggar. So, even though he still will not resist, he's lost and he holds out his scepter, and she will be safe. Yes. So the days are kind of a fact of the day. It's so. That was the prayer between Mordechai and Esther. She should go to the king, but it is 90 people out of 100 to enter the court. They put it in the court without permission. without being invited. It's to be executed. So what can be left by? So why did one have by God at all? He didn't want us to commit suicide. Because he had told me, well, and what did he think is his optimistic plan, so to say. Because the king will act differently to others. Why? Because he's a warrior. Of course, he was the woman, I mean, he would not execute her. On the contrary, he executed twice and he regretted. He was certainly only forgiven for his violation. She violated the protocol. Then he'll hold out the Shabbat Azot and she'll be saved. Just lucky. It means Esther simply thought that her beauty will win the battle. And the king's witness for her, who expired the king's death, for her beauty. I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying to you. So what did Esther say? All right, she'll gamble. Of course, Christ says, but she'll gamble. Gamble, and she realized that what's that for? Because he's beautiful, she's lovely, and I'm a cherish. We must do this. He's lost for it. So what did Esther say?
Apparently was not used to the beauty, but to something else.
to enough strength, to the divine charisma, things which he could test and fervent fear do not no harm, but on the contrary enhance. Inner strength after a long fast, his inner strength is enhanced. And if the beauty is not external, but the person radiates to inner strength, faith, serenity, a certain sense of coolness, so a sense that does no harm. On the contrary, it enhances, it strengthens, it bolsters. The inner strength. The rest are understood to be, to perceive beautiful voice. She will be futile. She can simply defeat her affairs. Defeat the power. Only by displaying that inner strength within, which was within her. The inner strength was strengthened and done was bolster and enhanced by a long fast. And with the sight of a few sounds, indicating Lama's astonishment. And how is the Gemara says, beautiful Rasha quote, it's a tamid by Yeh Bachedesh, by Yeh Bachedesh, by Tim Bach Esther Malchus, the tamid by Hatzar by Samerach. So Chazal said, Malchus the Ruach HaKedesh. She was inspired. Not beautiful at all. She was inspired. Inspiration. She was exalted. She was ecstatic. And the ecstasy from within was indomitable, radiated from within. And the ecstasy, the secret power in the Hashemesh, the Ruach HaKodesh, which abided in Esther. What is interesting, and coming up, is the following observation. When Ahasuerus met her the first time, the Megillah tells us, first of all, Vayera Amelech es Esther Mikol Amechim. Yes? Vayipiso chet chin v'chesed v'fonav Mikol Amechim. Don't even get what to explain. You could say, Vayera, they even get from Malchus the Rishon, and Chester has lost it. What is it? Why did that Pesuk repeat? It's a duplication, redundancy. The year of Adonai Chester, the Kol HaMashim, but it's a Chayim Chester of Suez. Apparently, there was a due respect in the choice of Esther and the Queen. There was first of all love, plain, mundane, carnal love, which was precipitated by Esther Fuchs. Physical beauty. Second, Ahasuerus, in spite of the fact that he was a man, because what he was sensitive to certain things, Ahasuerus was also fascinated by something mysterious, which he could not grasp, by the inner strength, by feeling that after all. And I never met a person from the collaboration. He said, no, she was good looking, he loved her. Second thing, he felt somehow instinctually, intuitively, it's not the ordinary girl. Some of the Ahasuerus, most of the time drunk, but when he was sober, that is a chayim v'chesed, when he was in her presence, he himself was better. He felt that he himself, that his own being is more exalted, is enhanced, is elevated to greater heights. Sometimes when you come into the presence of a great man, whom you admire, you revere. So it's not only you admiring, you feel that he radiates beauty upon you. What did the Almighty say to Moshe when the 70 people had to be appointed as judges? The Yotzalton Mino Ruach Hashem Olecho. Thy spirit will emanate thy spirit, and thy spirit will be conferred upon thee. It is there filled somehow you have a power then. You take the power of this despot, vulgarity, and egocentricity. And you make them soar to dizzy in height. The mere presence of a person can accomplish it. Whoever met him felt better. Whoever saw him felt as if he himself had been incredible. Whoever was in his presence felt as if his own meaningfulness, his own life is more meaningful. That's what the Chasmira said. That is of him for Chesed, we call it soul. However, Achashverosh ignored it. This element, in it chose there to appoint duty in the same fashion as he selected once upon a time Vashti. That's why I'm the third attack of Vashti. For the time being, it was the second Vashti. This one was beautiful, Esther was beautiful. He tells that there is something to Esther which Vashti didn't have, no one else has. But, after all, as I said, I've often been drunk, so forget about it. So, why am I here at that first? Yet, something in her intrigued him. He wanted to find out who she is and where she is from. He kept on asking, inquiring what? Where is she from? He did not have the power of the this boy on the street, just apparently, she thought she's not a Persian, nor is she from what I, nor is she from a Gentile nation. Somewhere he told me that she thought she comes from the strange land, which was already known by its uniqueness at that time, the French land, Judea. Judea, which the grandfather of Vashti encountered. He felt that he not have that mission of Rapa, she refused to admit. So Achashverosh forgot about it. Esther refused to betray her people in her allergy. The king tried hard to find out this secret. No defense. She was, and at the same time she was not a success of the Vashti. She was singular, distinct. She radiated serenity, peace, certain clearness of the spirit, power and kindness. All that suddenly what happened? Then she appeared in the kitchen, in the court, in the inner court. So what did the prophet say? The prophet says,
what is missing here? Something is missing.
walk double to him, straight. If she were the equal of the king, the correct is superior, and just touch forward is supposed to be the tip of the scepter, and something else happened. Something else does happen. A very strange thing happened. My neighbor was under it. Now we have to walk on. What does your majesty want? Ahasuerus should address himself to Esther. Does your majesty? How did you treat his wife? He had not like my slave. Ahasuerus, where are the poor of your children? Shall Ahasuerus should have been? Esther and Malcolm? And neither of them is. Now Esther and Malcolm, not Ahasuerus. What does it mean that Hatia Malkus is there? Why Hatia Malkus? Why up? Why up? Because you're an equal partner of mine. You share the Malkus. Hashmere share the Malkus. Half belongs to him, half to her. But Hashmere has admitted something which he, which no one could have thought of it. That the Hashmere will humble himself, address Esther, her majesty, and say, now I know that the Melucha is not the whole Melucha is mine. Al Chatzir Malchus Yisera. And the interesting is, Al Chatzir Malchus Yisera, he repeated three times. Here, the first day of the feast, the Yimer HaMelech, and the rest of Yisrael in Mashi Motsuch was Al Chatzir Malchus Yisera, and the second day also, the Yimer HaMelech Yisera, and also addressed the Mashi Motsuch Esther HaMalchus, Al Chatzir Malchus Yisera. It is very well rich for a king to speak. What did he discover, Ahasuerus? When Esther appealed after the 72 hours before he didn't give a call. What did he discover? He discovered the Esther, which is not reigning instead of us, with the queen instead of Ashkin. So, Rashi and Esther, Rashi, Solomon, it's a different person. She is queen not because he put the Kesadokos on her head. She is queen because the queenship flows from the divinity. Whether she is a servant or the actual queen, or she resides in the attic, or she resides in the royal palace, she remains the queen. And that, and the Malkus belongs after him and after her. And if a race another has said there, not so hate him. She's talking with her inner strength. She overpowering. Our power is stupidity in him, the insensitivity, the tyranny in him. She overwhelmed him. And finally, the flesh in him. The flesh in him. He's so light.